In the name of God, the Creator, and of the Word, Jesus Christ, Son of God, and of the Holy Comforter, Spirit of God, may the word of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be always acceptable in your presence, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Amen. Please be seated. This is the first Sunday of Lent. Most of the practicing Christians know the story of the temptation of Jesus Christ and the Lent season with some degree of importance in their lives. It is a time to go and attend the church worship service, repent of sins, turn away from the devil and all evil work, and make the preparation to celebrate Easter, the risen Lord Jesus Christ. Lent season is a valuable time for all Christians to learn their Christian faith and commitment. They live and share their world with the non-Christians. It becomes a challenge when they are constantly bombarded with relativism, that truth and right and wrong and the high road of morality and such like are no longer absolute. What is right and truth and moral behavior to them may not be the same as others. How do Christians deal with it? If they stick to the teaching of the church or the Bible, they can be accused of politically incorrect and discrimination against others and be brought before human rights. If they choose not to correct the wrong thing, lies, and the unacceptable immoral behavior, these sins quietly and secretly move into the gray area and become an acceptable behavior and truth, like alternate truth, as politicians call it today, an immoral behavior of adultery, cheat, exploitation, greed, injustice, and oppression become the norm of society. This morning, we have a very valuable story of Jesus Christ on how he dealt with such evil things and the tempter called the devil. Jesus Christ was as human as you and me. He, too, had to take stock and check out what he really wanted to do with his life. After baptism by John the Baptizer, he went away quietly and spent some time by himself in a quiet place, a guest of the open wilderness with God. Who are you, really? The Son of God? Are you really and truly the Son of God? He cannot be confused with his identity, nor have an identity crisis. He knew his birth story from his mother, Mary. But how is he to declare his connection to God the Father in heaven? It's not like you And I could point a finger to your father and said, this is my father. See, he has a mustache or a beard. Jesus couldn't do it to point to the father and say, he's my father. He knew the Torah and the Psalms, but there was no physical evidence that he can point to his father. The tempter, the devil, too, knew the Torah and the Psalm and knew how to assist Jesus. The first temptation. Why not try out your God-given power? Now that you are hungry, change this stone into a loaf of bread and eat it. Jesus immediately resisted and recited from the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 8, verse 3, that one does not live by bread alone. A loaf of bread satisfied the hunger, but the word of God lasts forever. Second temptation was, why not, instead of getting the people to bow and worship God, get them to worship the devil, which is far more easy and attractive? The devil will instantly give Jesus glory, power, authority, and the world, and make him like a godfather or a famous celebrity. Eureka moment for Jesus. He saw the devil clearly and got him, and recited from the scriptures, it is written, worship the Lord your God and only him. He won the second round. The third temptation. Why not you take an easy way to do your God-given job? Demonstrate your invincible and awesome power by leaping off from a spectacular height and landing like Batman unharmed. The whole world sees it, will be impressed. They will bow and worship you. Isn't it so true of the popular celebrities in the world like Michael Jackson, Elvis Presley, Celine Dion, Emma Watson, to name a few? They gained instant fame and hundreds of fans and followers came to see them. Jesus chose a long, slow, and tough way by walking with the poor, reject, oppressed, and sinners, restoring health to the mentally and physically challenged, and calling fishermen and sinners his friends and disciples. He was chased out of town, accused of breaking the Sabbath law. The disciples fled for safety and left him alone with two strangers hanging on the cross. What is the takeaway? Temptation and sin. Temptation and sin. Martin Luther urges that one cannot afford to make an equation of temptation and sin on the same level. Yeah. Temptation is not a sin. It is not wrong to be tempted, and it is not a sign of weakness. Temptation is enticement, attraction, or a bait to do wrong or wicked act. It is a process of testing. It is by temptation that a person or persons learn the truth and become stronger in discipline and discernment. The tempter, the devil, is real. And everyone should not take the tempter as a fake devil. The devil is real. A sin is not a temptation. A sin is when a person or persons fall into the temptation and carry out the tempter, the devil's temptation. Martin Luther says, "It is one thing for one to allow birds to fly over one's head, but a different thing to invite the birds to build a nest in one's hair." Another example is a person can be angry with the other person and expresses his rage. A passing impulse of rage with the temptation of murdering her. But the fact that she is unharmed by the rage is still there. It's only because he was very angry with him, with her. A sin is a corpse with a murder. The evidence of a crime scene. You have a dead person. So you committed a murder. So that is a sin, the actual work. Jesus Christ was tempted just like you and I and everyone, but did not sin. Did not sin. He won and passed the test. He concluded the best way is to serve God, and God alone is worthy of all trust, honor, and worship. May you have a good Lent season and a good walk with Christ. To God the glory be all honor and praise, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.